Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And you can test your skills right here on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/ODD100 and use the code Odd100. For a first deposit match up to $100 today. We got Zach Rosenblatt, covers the Jets for The Athletic. So he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. That'll be a lot of fun to talk all things NFL, particularly the Jets and Zach Wilson with him.
Did you see Rob, that strange play right there, Chris? The interception.
Yeah, so it was an interception.
It should have been, but he barely. I think he was touched by his leg. Right? Is that Rob G? I was watching the replay.
Rob G, can you explain what they've
so
ruled?
So Brown touched him, right?
So there was an interception, and as the defender is falling to the ground for the interception, AJ Brown, his shin touches the defender's shin while he's down.
But he's trying to get up to run,
so,
right?
So that would be considered down by contact. Of course, the play is still continuing because they hadn't officially blown the whistle yet.
And then
as he's trying to get up and return the interception, A.J. Brown strips him of the ball, which means you would think the Eagles would advance the ball up to, what was that, the 25-yard line. The official comes in and says, no, he was down by contact, Chiefs football.
Yeah, but the whistle should have blown if he was down by contact.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the part, Chris, I don't like. Like, they had to look at the replay to see that he barely grazed him.
That's
but I'm just saying, you got to blow the whistle if he's down by contact. You stop play. That's why
I don't think they knew.
Play shouldn't continue, though.
I don't think he knew at that point. You see that a lot, though. You see plays where, it continues and then it's called back, when they look at the replay or something. But – Rob, speaking of continue, the big question in LA is, should the Chargers continue with Brandon Staley, their beleaguered head coach? Now, Rob, no surprise, the Chargers lost yet again, a team that many people think has some of the best talent in the league is now 4-6. And five of their losses are by one score.
But you know what, Chris? The NFL, most games are decided by 6 points or less. Losing close isn't a true indication. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I mean? That's like right. That's not a true indication. Like, oh, they're making progress. Well, they're not getting blown out every week. Most games, that's why the point spread works. That's why Vegas right. works. That's why, Chris, if every game was a double-digit blowout, there would be no Vegas. Right. Like, seriously.
And if you're right. If you could tell
right.
because the team's bad, doesn't mean they're going to get blown out. We see that all the time. But anyway, the Packers beat the Chargers 23-20. So now that's two straight losses for the Chargers. Four of their last six games, Rob, have been losses. And in this one in particular, I mean, they only gave up 23 points. So you might say the defense wasn't horrific, but they gave up a career high 322 yards and two touchdowns to Jordan Love.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chris, that was the indictment. I thought he. Yeah. I said this last night on Channel 4 here in L.A. He looked like a well-tanned Aaron Rodgers last night, Jordan Love, Chris. I'm like, he had a great game against them.
Well, that's what the Chargers do. And so Brandon Staley, who went there at least, Rob, as a defensive guru. He had been the defensive coordinator for Sean McVay's Super Bowl champion Rams. So people thought this dude knows his stuff defensively. And he was being questioned on it at the press conference, and bruh didn't like it. Here it is.
I have full confidence, like I've told you, and like I've told you from the beginning, I have full confidence in our way of playing. Full confidence in myself as the play caller, and the way that we teach, and the way that we scheme. Full confidence in that. We got to bring this group together and do it consistently, okay? And that's where it's at. So you can stop asking that question, okay? I'm going to be calling the defenses. Okay, so we're clear. So you don't have to ask that again. There were a lot of other things that caused us to lose today. It certainly wasn't our defense. It was the way we played as a team. We didn't play well enough on the red zone on offense. We dropped too many passes. Okay, we gave up a few killer sacks. Okay, we did this as a team. Stop making it about one unit, because that's not what happened out there today. Our team lost, and I am fully responsible for it, and I take full responsibility. But we lost as a team today, and that's the storyline.
And no, don't tell me what questions I could ask and not ask. Chris, I'll ask you every week you have a poor defensive
and
assignment.
And you'll like it.
And I'll ask you whether or not you're going to give up the responsibilities of calling the defensive play signals. Chris, the year the Lions went 0-16 and Rob Marinelli, I asked him every week, are you going to fire your son-in-law? Every week. All right, it didn't work out that great for me. But I did ask him every week.
And then you finally asked, well, look, at least, Rod, do you wish he had married a better defensive coordinator?
Chris, I don't care what anybody says. That's going to go down in history as one of the two greatest questions ever asked at a press conference.
Well, certainly
you know
one
number
of the
one?
Funniest. What's the what number one?
The woman who asked Doug Williams, how long at the Super Bowl, Chris, how long have you been a black quarterback? I think that's going to be number one, right? I can't top that one.
Well, your question was funny. Her question is horrible.
Right. How long have you been a black quarterback?
That's not a good question. It's just stupid.
There was a golfer,
you know,
Chris.
Like that, yeah.
Davis Love. Hey, Steve DeSager. Davis Love III, Chris, there was a golfer. Somebody at a press conference, believe it or not, Chris, asked what was your father's name? I swear. Davis Love III, what was your father's name?
Wow.
Hello?
Wow.
Is this on?
All right, but anyway, Rob, look, here's the thing. You and I have been saying for more than a year,
Chris,
before Staley blew the playoff game,
Thank you. We were saying
it before when he was blowing all those games by going for these crazy.
You remember that game
downs.
Against the Chiefs in L.A.? They had a chance to win that game, and they didn't take the field goals a couple times,
yes.
Chris, and they lost that game. That was a huge game to the Chiefs.
It was ridiculous. It's been ridiculous since he got there. And his defense, which was top 10 each of the three previous years before he took over, has been – been bottom 10.
And that was with Anthony Lynn. You remember that? Anthony Lynn's defense, they couldn't score. Remember before?
Each of his 3 years, they've been bottom 10. And Rob, they still got Derwin James, who's only 27. They still got, and Joey Bosa just got hurt, but before he got hurt, he's only 28.
They got playmakers.
Khalil Mack's got 11 sacks. Like, they still got guys that can play, and then offensively as well, of course. And they got Justin Herbert, who's a very good quarterback. And so we have been saying for a long time he should get fired, and I still think that. But here's my thing. We know we talked Friday, I believe it was, about, you know, there's a story that the Chargers are the front runners for Bill Belichick next season, right? Here's the issue to me. If, and we don't know this, but if the Chargers really want Belichick, then if you fire Staley right now and make Kellen Moore your head coach, who's the offensive coordinator right now, make him your head coach. Rob, you know this. If it doesn't go well, or if it goes okay, but they bring in Belichick or whoever they would bring in, it's unlikely that Kellen Moore, if he's the interim head coach, is going to come back to you as the offensive coordinator. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so if you want Belichick and your plan is, well, we want Belichick, we want to keep Kellen, well, that's probably not going to happen if you promote Kellen now. And so I just think that's what I don't know. Do they really want Belichick? If they don't want Belichick, or they're like, we don't know, we'll see, you know, we'll look at him, but we're not, you know, they're not all that high on that idea, then by all means, make it Kellen Moore, right? But and see what he can do for these last seven games. But I just think it's a lot they have to figure out. And but I think you could do a lot worse than giving Kellen Moore a chance, Rob, and see what they can do over these seven games. And he's an offensive guy, obviously, but the defense can't get any worse, right?
It's as bad as it gets.
It makes sense to bring in an offensive coach. You've got a great quarterback. So, and you get to see, we know people have talked about Kellen Moore as a head coach, you know, going to be a head coach in the future. So see what he can do. And if he's good, you get to keep him. So, Rob, what a game. So it's almost a mirror image, right? And so the Chiefs go 3-and-out with a sack on the opening drive. Philadelphia goes 3-and-out with a sack on their first drive. Chiefs march down the field and score on their next drive.
What's a pick?
Eagles march down and score on their next drive. Then the Eagles throw a pick. You know, there was a drive in between, but the Eagles throw a pick. And now Mahomes just threw a pick in the end zone. Hmm. They were marching. So that took at least 3 points off the board for the Chiefs. So it's a good game, 7-all. But you know what I'm saying? Like, but the thing is, Rob, we heard quotes even Sunday coming out of that locker room in San Diego with the Chargers talking about, you know, something's got to change and, you know, how bad things are. It seems like the players are really demoralized, and I don't know for a fact, Rob. I'm on the outside looking in, but I think Staley's lost that team.
Chris, last week, Khalil Mack was talking about that they had prepared for the exact opposite, like right for the Lions, that they were ill-prepared. They weren't ready. And even in that game, Chris, the Chargers scored, what'd they score, 5 touchdowns in the second? How many teams could score 5 touchdowns in the second half and lose?
Oh, gosh. I mean, yeah, no.
That's almost unheard of in the second
half.
But
again, it's like, look, what we've learned with Brandon Staley, and I don't want to pile on the guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy. But what we've learned with him, Rob, is that whatever needs to go wrong will go wrong. If they're in a game and playing well, he'll blow it with a fourth down call of, you know, it's 4th and 10 and we're going for it. If the defense is clicking, the offense is going to mess it up. If the offense is clicking, the defense is going to mess it up. Like, I'm sorry, this is who they are, and this is who they've been. And, Rob, I will say this. I don't think their ownership situation is great. I don't think they know what they're doing. And so I think it goes beyond him. But of the changes you can make and you need to make, to me, he's right there at the top as far as, you know, front office on down.
I'm with you. I just think it's so obvious, Chris, and we talked about it before. when you blow a 27-0 playoff lead, Chris, most people get fired. Nobody's brought back from that.
Well, why didn't he? We know why, right? They don't want to pay.
They don't want to pay.
The owners, right. That's what I'm saying. Do you want to win? I mean, Rob, here's the thing about
it. Because we gave Mark Davis credit, Chris.
Yep.
They owed to Josh McDaniels. We talked about it all
and
year.
They
remember
paid
I kept
out
saying,
John Gruden?
I was like, Chris, they should fire him. And you were like, look at the contract. They're not going to fire him. He got
right.
4 years left, all that money. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? You know this isn't good. He isn't good. And Mark Davis finally said, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to pour ketchup on it,
and
Chris.
And they played fairly well.
So right. Yeah. Well, they did have cupcakes, but...
And Rob, the thing is, with owners, all these owners are swimming in money. So why are you being cheap? You're swimming in money.
You're charging $10 for a Coke. You got
right.
You're making money.
I mean, seriously. You are swimming in money. These teams are appreciating like crazy, right? So even if you're not making money year after year, which some teams aren't, you're still going to make a huge amount of money on the appreciation. And so, look, if the coach isn't any good, then just get rid of him, period.
Right. What are you waiting on? Like another season wasted, Chris?
Yep.
More players confronted with bad coaching and put in bad situations that they have to unlearn, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So why even do that? Once you realize something isn't working – it's not about being right, Chris. We talk about it all the time. I give Joe Dumars credit.
Right.
It's about getting it right. That's it.
Absolutely.
Not about being right.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. The Chargers, Brandon Staley. Your thoughts. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? We say yes. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases, no fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC, 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts about Brandon Staley and the L.A. Chargers.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with our buddy Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, my brother's behind the board. How y'all fellas living on a Magic City Monday?
Oh, man. All good.
Yeah, we great, bro.
I'm already hearing it, man. Y'all brought the energy to my Monday. And I'm going to get to Brandon Staley, but real quick, because I was dying when I was hearing Rob talk about his press conference, you know, after the game interviews. I got a question for both of y'all. Rob, who would you rather have at a presser, Greg Popovich after a loss or Bill Belichick after a loss? And Chris, who is harder to debate, Rob Parker or Nick Wrong?
Wow. You better say Nick Wrong.
Neither one of them is challenging.
Yeah, whatever.
Me.
All right. You know what? I know
that's
both.
That's like asking Ali who was tougher, Jerry Corey or.
Oh, wow. Jerry Corey. You know what's funny
Zora
is
Foley
Belichick and Pop. I know. I would say Belichick. He just seemed like he gives nothing, Chris. Like nothing.
So you'd rather have him?
No, I'm just saying, like, who would I rather have?
I'm going to say
Pop,
this.
Pop, yeah, because Belichick gives nothing.
Yeah, Pop gives more than Belichick. When I was, you know, remember I used to do sideline reporting for ESPN.
You weren't making up stuff on the sidelines, right?
I'm just going to make
sure. Okay.
And so, you know, Pop for years had been either just really just rude with reporters. You know that, Rob.
Was he rude with you?
Well, I'm going to tell the story, okay. But he would give, you know, he would either give some weak answer or, you know, his tone is nasty, or he might even outright embarrass, you know, a reporter. And so this is my first game doing it with the Spurs. And so I talked to their media director and I said, you know, give me a little advice, you know, dealing with Pop on this. And he said, don't lead into a question. He was like, you know, like you say, Pop, you know, you guys had 8 turnovers and, you know, real sloppy with the basketball. You know, what are you telling your team about, you know, improving in that aspect or something? Just ask the question. How do you cut down on the turnovers? You know what I mean? Like, and so I did when I don't remember what I asked him, but, you know, I didn't lead in with any little statement of my own. I just asked the question and he was good. There was no issues. I told a friend of mine, another reporter, I won't say his name, years later, he was in the same position, going to do his first sideline gig and with Pop.
Right.
And I told him that, but he didn't do it. He did the lead-in thing, and Pop was kind of rude with him, right. You know, and just – but
why would he ask, did he ask you your advice and then didn't follow it?
It wasn't like he was just all like, whatever. But, you know, he just, I think in the moment, just forgot. Okay. Or just, you know, because it was like days earlier.
I'm just saying,
told
yeah, all right.
But either way, Greg Popovich or any coach shouldn't be acting that way.
No,
you know,
no.
And especially a guy like Pop that gets on his high horse about, you know, politics and all that stuff. reporters are just doing their job.
Everybody's doing their job.
Marty, your job is to answer the questions, right? Because we're the conduit between you and the fans.
It ain't about us, right?
Right. So, you know, there's no excuse to be that way. And I know you know this, Rob, with Belichick, he feels like, and he's told some of his, you know, coaches on his staff, the media can't, what do you say? They can't save you. No, he said they can't, if you're winning, they can't bury you. And if you're losing, they can't save you. So that's how he's, you know, he's like, I don't need him. I would argue, though, Rob, the media can save you.
I agree.
At least in some cases, you know. If you're not coaching well, the media, if they write other, you know, it's like Brandon Staley. If the media really wanted to put it on the players, you know what I mean, or the ownership, that wouldn't be the thing that saves them.
No,
but you know
right.
what I mean? They could write, it's the players. He's actually innovative. He's ahead of the curve. He's the new, you know, the going for it on fourth down is the new strategy. Look how other teams do it. They can write all that type of stuff, Rob, or say it, right? And whether it's right or not is another question, but they can help a coach or a person in that position.
Right. And a lot of times it should just be about
objectivity.
This is your job. Just answer the questions, because it ain't about us, Chris. It's about
right.
It's for the
right.
fans. They want to know what you think. What were you thinking? What happened on that play? Why did you make that call? That's all it is. It's not the end of the world. This right. is what I was thinking. It didn't work out, Chris. Is that? I don't understand.
If you don't like it, if you don't like the notion, in the middle of the game, I gotta go talk to him. Take it up with the league.
Ask them why they accepted
right.
millions of dollars. Ask them why
right.
they accepted
exactly.
millions of dollars.
Take it up with the league. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got Zach Rosenblatt coming up, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Our next guest covers the New York Jets for The Athletic, Zach Rosenblatt. Welcome to the Odd Couple, Zach.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
We're great, man. Good to have you, and thanks for joining us tonight, because obviously we want to talk a lot about your team, the Jets. I want to ask you this. Why did, like, Rob actually felt they should have got a backup before the season started?
When you have a 39-year-old quarterback, right.
Right. I thought it's fine to give Zach Wilson a try, but after a couple of games when he was really poorly and just overmatched, I thought they, you know, whether it was a Carson Wentz, whether it was trying to trade for a Josh Dobbs, Jacoby Brissett, whoever, getting a legitimate quarterback, I thought, would have salvaged this season and maybe had them in the playoff hunt. Why didn't they go that route? Because now, at the end of the day, they're benching Zach Wilson anyway.
Yeah, you know, I imagine they're kicking themselves right now. I think the bigger issue wasn't necessarily that they didn't get one in the offseason. I think it was once Aaron Rodgers goes down in week one, and they didn't even bring in anybody. And I think at the time, I think their thought process was, we didn't want to hurt Zach's confidence any more than it already had been last year. But if that's how you're operating, then I think you've already lost in a lot of ways.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. So I think they probably regret going about it this way. And I think the reason why it took them this long to bench him for Tim Boyle is, I don't know how much belief they have internally that Tim Boyle is going to be like a guy that's going to turn around the season. So, but it got to a point with this Bills game that, you know, was kind of a point of no return, especially with how good the defense had been before this week. They're kind of wasting another season with a great defense. So they're doing it now to try and get a spark on offense. I don't know if it's going to be enough. It might be too little too late. And it's going to be one of those what ifs for this Jets team that, you know, what if you go and get a Josh Dobbs? Maybe Josh Dobbs isn't, you know, making them a 10 or 11 win team, but he's at least winning you a couple that Zach Wilson wasn't.
Rob, can I follow up on that? Remember a couple weeks ago, Saleh said, you know, on the interview with the fan where he was like, you got me, I plead the fifth. He couldn't really give a reason for sticking with Zach. And the implication was that it was from on high, whether Joe Douglas, Woody Johnson. What is your feel on that Saleh was being dictated to is to he has to play Zach Wilson. And if so, where do you think it was coming from?
You know, I'm sure there's some of that to a degree, because I do know that Woody Johnson is, like, more involved than most the average owner. But I also do think that the other side of it is that I don't know that Saleh and his coaches necessarily, like, thought that Tim Boyle wasn't going to be much better than what Zach had been giving them to that point. And then it's gotten worse the last 2 weeks, and so this is where we are. I think it was the wrong evaluation ultimately, but, yeah, I'm sure there was some aspect of, you know, we used the number two overall pick on this kid. And we have to keep trying. But I think there's obviously plenty of evidence that he's not the guy.
But really, Tim Boyle, for real? Like, is there no other quarterback on this earth?
13 picks,
I mean,
in college.
It doesn't even make sense. How is he even in the NFL? And I'm being dead serious. How is he in the NFL? Like what? There's nobody else?
With Aaron Rodgers.
Is there nobody else for real?
Well, your point about the college stats, like, when I saw that for the first time, it was pretty eye-opening. So I'm like, wait, I'm sorry, right. What? Those are his college stats. You know, I think, you know, whatever it was, he impressed the Packers as an undrafted rookie, and then he became close to Aaron Rodgers, and I think that's probably helped him to a degree. I think he's a smart kid, and I don't know, he hasn't really played a lot in the NFL. We'll see what he has this week. I think he's better for this Jets offense, because I think one thing I know he's good at is getting rid of the ball quickly with their offensive line. That's a good thing. I don't know what he can do with the ball once he gets rid of it, but, you know, this is where the Jets are at. They need a quarterback who can get rid of the ball instead of getting sacked. So
right.
I guess we're going to find out what Tim Boyle has and if he's better than his college stats.
And I'll say this. How old is Joe Namath? Joe Namath must be almost 80 years old, right? What is Joe Namath, 70?
Yeah, I think he turned 80 recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe Namath, a month, 5 or 6 weeks ago, said that Wilson couldn't play. And that this is Joe, an 80-year-old former quarterback. Go back and look at it. He went off saying, Chris, that he couldn't pull, that Zach Wilson couldn't play. What does he see I do not understand it. I really, really don't. You have a good defense. And you know Aaron Rodgers isn't coming back this year, okay? I know Aaron Rodgers is tired of pulling everybody's chain and finally decided, okay, this isn't happening. Did you ever really think he was coming back, a 39-year-old quarterback, or if he came back with that leaky offensive line and gets hurt again, his career's over? Did that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, I've been skeptical the whole time and all that, especially even beyond the age part of it. Like, if the timeline goes according to, like, the reporting from the other day, he basically would have been practicing before the 3-month mark of surgery, which is absolutely insane for an Achilles injury for anybody, let alone a 40-year-old quarterback. So I was always skeptical that even if, you know, we found some doctor to clear him, which I can't imagine there's a doctor that would clear a guy after 3 months, you know, he would also have to be willing to take the risk that he could end his career if he goes out there again for a team that doesn't look like it's good enough to go on a run.
What? If you know, what's the feeling in the locker room about Zach? I mean, I give these guys credit. Maybe they just believe in him, but they didn't, you know, they never threw him under the bus. They never even, at least from what I saw, it wasn't even a ton of bad body language with how poorly he was playing. What do you think most of their players were feeling about him or are feeling about him?
You know, I think it is different than last year when, if you remember last year, he had that Patriots game where he, like, wouldn't take the responsibility for how he played, and everybody was kind of revolting against him. I think he showed a lot of maturity this year, and I think a big reason why a lot of these guys haven't been turning on him is that, you know, while he's definitely been the biggest problem on offense, he hasn't been the only one. You look at their offensive line has been bad. Their wide receivers have been awful outside of Garrett Wilson. The running game hasn't really been getting going lately, and the play calling has been poor. So I think it's just been a comedy of errors, and he's kind of the face of it. And so I think that's why you haven't seen, like, guys turning on him necessarily, and he's become, like, a better figure in the locker room. But ultimately, I think everybody knows he's just not – he doesn't have it. And so I don't think anybody is in denial about that.
If Nathaniel Hackett wasn't attached – I nicknamed him Ken Hackett – it wasn't attached to Aaron Rodgers, there's no way he would be back, would he?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest question as we go into this offseason, because, I mean, if you look at Hackett's history outside of when Aaron Rodgers is there, when Hackett wasn't even technically calling plays, it has not been good. Like, he was fired in his third year in Jacksonville, and he last year with the Broncos was one of the most disastrous, like, head coaching seasons ever, and they have the worst third down offense in the history of the league right now. If it were to end today, they would have the worst, or in recorded history, I should say. So since the 70s.
In recorded history, very
recorded
nice.
History.
Yeah. So I mean, it doesn't really get much worse. Yeah.
All right. So Zach Wilson, he's going to get cut after the season. Is that the plan, you think? I mean, they can't imagine him being on the Jets next year.
Yeah, I think that's where it's headed. I think everybody kind of knows that this is kind of the end. I think the Jets kind of showed their hand last year when they benched him multiple times. And then this offseason, they made it pretty public how they were going after Rodgers and going after Derek Carr. And then they go into the season, they're like, all right, he'll be our number two, and we'll never see him again. And then he has to play every single game. And so I think they've probably already kind of accepted that he probably wasn't going to be a guy here long term. And now you go into this offseason, I think for both parties, it'll be best if he goes elsewhere.
All right, that's Zach Rosenblatt, covers the Jets
Thank
for the
you,
Athletic.
Buddy.
Zach, great stuff, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for talking, guys.
Yep, more Odd Couple coming your way. Rob Parker still doesn't believe. That's next. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, live FireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. The Kansas City Chiefs, give them credits, up 17-7 at halftime over the Philadelphia Eagles. And I got to be honest, I think they are, I mean, beyond the score, they're just outplaying Philadelphia right now. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think they're outplaying them. As simple as that, and it shows in the numbers. They've run already have run for 121 yards, and Philadelphia's only run for 58. And I thought Philadelphia would be able to run on Kansas City, and they haven't. Kansas City only has passed, Rob. Mahomes is 10 for 16 for 78 yards. He does have two touchdowns and one pick, but it's been their run game and their defense that has been dominant in this game. So I got to give them some credit.
Yeah, I mean,
out muscling the really muscle bound Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, that's where it is. Obviously, there's a whole another half to play, but they're in a good spot. Gotten that field goal, Chris, at the end as time expired in the first half. So they're in good shape. But we got a second half to play. And there was some turnovers, some opportunities that Philly didn't cash in, I should say, on a they have two chances. I'm not saying this game is over, but I think it'll be close, Chris, when it's all over. And I think Kansas City will win by 3 and cover that 2.5.
So, Rob, the Detroit Lions beat the Chicago Bears 31-26. Wasn't a great performance by the Lions, but a lot of people have said, hey, that's the type of game that in years past they lose. And so a lot of people were heartened by it, thought it, you know.
Four turnovers against a horrible team.
For the Lions. And, well, just the fact that they were, and it was obviously a bad performance, but even, you know, usually in bad performances, they're losing. And they found a way to win on a day when they didn't have it. Second best record in the NFC right now, 8-2. Where are you at on the Lions?
Same place I've been all year.
Making a playoff?
The regular season to me, until they win a playoff game, I will not. If they have this season and win 12 games, Chris, and lose in the playoffs, it'll be SOL for me, which is same old Lions, because that's what it really comes down to. If you're going to tell me that the culture's changed and something new is happening, you got to do something that is different. It wasn't 40 years ago that they won 11 or 12 games. They did in the Matthew Stafford era. Go look. They made the playoffs. They've made the playoffs before. They've won 11 games before. People act like they've never won 11 games. They have. And they had a chance to win the division a few years back as well, and they lost it on the last day. So until that's all I'm saying is, like, this is not like, oh, my God, this is the 0-16 Lions, and I can't believe that they got 8 wins. This is not that team. And I talked to you, and you know this, I was probably one of the biggest saying that what the Rams did to Jared Goff and basically saying like he was no good, was the way that they represented him was ridiculous.
Right.
Because we both said it. Go look at that team that went to – and I get it. They didn't score against Bill Belichick's defense, Chris, and they got a 89-yard field goal, was the only points they got in that Super Bowl. But that team came in averaging 35 points a game and one of the top five all-time offenses in the history of the NFL. That's just – and say whatever you want, Jared Goff was the quarterback of that offense. He was.
Let me ask you this, because I get what you're saying.
That's all.
It's not like they haven't had a good year here or there.
Right.
But they haven't made the playoffs in consecutive years since 94, 95. Really,
which is
they
crazy.
Made it three straight years in the mid, you know, 93, 94, 95. So almost 30 years since they've made it back-to-back years. Let's say for the next 3 years, you know, 3 years from now, they haven't won a Super Bowl, but they've made the playoffs every year. You know, maybe one of those years they get to the conference championship. You know what I mean? Like they win a couple playoff games here or there, but never get to the Super Bowl, never get over the hump. Would you say then – well, they're not the same SOL, same old Lions. I mean, they're not a Super Bowl team, but they are at least a perennial playoff team. That's not the goal. But would you give them credit for that, or would you still be SOL?
I'll give them credit if they win a playoff game this year. Like to me, that would be a huge step in the organization, Chris. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, just all they got to do is
they haven't made the playoffs in, like, 6 years.
No, I get that.
So just making it isn't a huge step?
To me, it's not. On a down division with the Bears are terrible, the Packers, like everybody and their uncle like figured that they should win. Minnesota came up, surprised people. That loss last week obviously hurt them big time, but they were in the kind of running for it. Other than not winning the division, they should. If they didn't win the division, that would have been another knock on the Lions. Would you agree with that, with the other teams that are in the division? They should have.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they win the division. And we'll see. They still got, you know, we got some weeks to play. But I picked them to win the division. And, yeah, if they were to stumble here and let Minnesota catch them, yeah, that would definitely be a knock against
them. Yeah, that would be SOL.
I do feel like, though, making the playoffs would be, I mean, you know, I think that'd be progress. Now, if they lose to a lower seed, you know, like.
So they have a home playoff game and lose, right?
Yeah, if they have a home game and lose to Dallas in a good game, I don't know that I'll kill them for that. It depends on how they lose. But if they lose to a, you know, Seattle or Tampa Bay or whoever, you know, whoever one of those lower seeds are that they were to play, yeah, then I think that's a really poor showing. But right now, look, I think they're having a good year, and I'm going to give them some credit right now. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. As we said, 17-7 Kansas City, keep it locked. We out!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.